When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, folks, welcome to another edition here of Krantz's Corner Presents, the Ja'Cory Harris Show. We have Ja'Cory Harris with us as we do every week, talking a little bit of Canes football and some college football now that the Canes are kind of not in the playoff. We're going to get to that in just a second. And I want Ja'Cory to hold his answer in until I ask him the obvious question. We'll talk about a lot here on the show today. We'll talk about that ACC championship game that Miami wasn't in. We're going to talk about some of the playoff games and see what Ja'Cory thinks about them. But we are going to start with this. It's official, Ja'Cory. Canes are not in the playoff. Are you feeling any better now than you were before you went on your trip? How are you feeling now?
Man, it's now it feels good that, you know, to finally know for certain that we're not in. Yeah, I'm not happy that we're not in, but at least we have, you know, we have a definitive answer. And the good thing is Alabama isn't in.
That's
the good thing. That's the good thing. But, yeah, it's, you know, it is what it is. We shouldn't have lost those two games, the last two out of three. And it's an unfortunate situation that we put ourselves in. So we got to find a way, I don't know, next year for these things not to happen anymore. And, you know, we got to do better.
Right. It's a good way to sum it all up because – you're right. If Georgia Tech or Syracuse go in the other direction, we're not having this conversation. We're talking about Miami either winning or losing to SMU in the ACC championship. We're talking about the playoffs now. We're not talking about everything else and next season for the Miami Hurricane football team. Although we did kind of joke around, I think, on the last episode about, yeah, great, now they're going to play in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. And guess what? They're playing in the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando now against Iowa State December 28th. And another thing that we both talked about here was it stinks that we saw the last of Cam Ward in a Hurricane jersey. And it just seems like Cam Ward is going to play in this Pop-Tarts Bowl game in Orlando. I just want to get your initial reaction, A, on the Pop-Tarts Bowl, and B, the fact that if I was a betting man, I would have bet anything I had that Cam Ward's not going to play in that game, but it does look like he is going
to. To be honest, I did not think he was going to play. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people thought that he wasn't going to play because there's really nothing. Yeah, you win the bowl game. There's really nothing that comes out of this. And I just had a thought because I heard somebody talking about incentivizing college sports NIL deals. Maybe he has somewhere in that contract that if he makes it to a bowl game, he has to guarantee that he's going to play in that game.
Wow.
So maybe that's something to think about because – there's no other reason for him to be playing in the game, especially not if it's not a playoff game. And also Shedeur Sanders, he announced that he's going to be playing in the game as well. You got the number one and number two, however it's going to go, quarterbacks in the country and players that might get taken in the draft deciding to still stick it out and play, which is, you want to see that, but then you also like, you think about these guys. They made it through all these games this
Right.
year, injury free. You don't want anything to happen in this last game, a fluke injury, a non-contact injury.
Right.
That'll be the worst thing to happen for either one of these guys. So I pray that nothing happens and that they get to go out there and showcase their skills and let everybody see why Shedeur should have been in the Heisman contention and
Right.
why Cam Ward should be one of the top candidates for to even win the Heisman.
Right. And he is going to New York for the Heisman Trophy, so
That's cool. That's a great
which is
choice.
cool, right? That's
Yeah,
a,
they
I
win
mean, listen, you played the position, there was hype around you. I remember that whole thing. What was it, like the purple suit with Le'Veon? I
Yeah.
remember all of that. That
I told
was
President Shalala told me that if I make, because I was up for the Heisman up
right.
until I'll say my the week before the actual Heisman votes came out. I think it was I forgot who we was playing, but I was in front of Tim Tebow the year he won, and then President Shalala had told me, hey, look, if you win the Heisman, we'll get you that purple suit with the afro, and then you wear the little pimp cup. Even though I was joking, I would never wear that, but
Right.
it was all funny games.
That to me is very funny. That just that whole storyline here, and the fact that I could talk to you about it is even better. It's funny. We're both laughing about it, and it's really cool, I think, for Cam Ward and the University of Miami, whether he wins it or not, just to be there in that race for the Heisman Trophy. So that's a cool thing, and it's I think it's good for Miami, good for Miami football, because you're showing off your guy, whether it was 1 year or not that Cam Ward was going to be here, just showing off your guy. And I think that is pretty cool. But I think it's another thing you said here in the last couple of weeks. Maybe when we, maybe it was after the Syracuse loss when we were talking about the fact that, man, they're not going to be in the playoffs. They're not going to just give the country what they want to see. Let's get Miami versus Colorado in a bowl game and get Shedeur Sanders versus Cam Ward. I think that they should rethink and maybe do that, knowing that both guys should play now. That would be probably the number one watched bowl if both those guys played.
I thought they was gonna make it happen. That should
Right.
have been
You
that would have
said it.
been
You said it
that.
first. Right.
Yeah, that was real. That would have been some real entertaining football. And whatever bowl game they could have went to the Sun Bowl, the Tony the Tiger
Right.
Sun Bowl, and that game would have probably been the most watched game in bowl season. So
Yes.
the fact that they missed out on that one, and yeah, Miami going against Iowa State. I'm not trying to downplay it or anything because Iowa State is still a good team.
Right.
But that would have been if they wanted ratings, if they wanted to showcase two great quarterbacks, the number one and number two pick, that's where you make the money.
And you're right about one thing, and you said it before about no fluke injuries, everybody stay healthy. I really hope that happens, because the last thing we want to see is somebody, and I think it happened. I think the main example of it, as I think it was a Michigan tight end years ago, I think his name was Jake Butt. I really think that was his name. He was supposed to be like a first round pick, like tight end, and he had one of those non-contact knee blowouts or whatever it was in the bowl game that they were playing for nothing, really. I think I don't remember what bowl it was. And that's like the prime example, because I still go back and remember when I was on radio with Joe and we talked about the fact that we can't believe these two players, this one running back out of Stanford, I think his name was Christian McCaffrey, and this other big running back from LSU, Leonard Fournette, not going to play in their bowl games. This is terrible. It's a business decision. I totally get it now.
Yeah, it's a business decision, man, and
Right.
it's unfortunate, especially these days on this turf field, on these turf fields,
Right.
and where people jump up in the air, they celebrate and they come back down the wrong way. You plant the wrong way. I remember it happened to in the Champ Sports Bowl with Greg Cooper. Greg Cooper was supposed to be a second, third round running back.
Right.
He was leaving that year, his junior year, and it's just unfortunate that he made one bad plant and ended up tearing his ACL. He did win the lawsuit. I don't think too many people know about that. But he filed a lawsuit, and I remember I had to testify about it, and he ended up winning the lawsuit against Champ Sports because that field was horrible. And I remember telling the refs, hey, it looked like they just laid this sod down, and it's coming up, it's all this stuff, and he ended up winning. So You know, I hope none of that happens. We're gonna pray for the best and hope we just watch an entertaining football game.
That's what I want to see. That I want to see something entertaining. I want to see the fun bowl games. The playoffs are going to be a lot of fun, I think, to watch, even though it stinks Miami's not in it. And it would be a lot more interesting, especially down here in South Florida, if that was the case. Let me jump back to the ACC championship game real quick, SMU and Clemson.
Yeah.
I hope you got to see it. I know that you were on vacation. I don't expect you to do anything sports-wise on vacation, but pretty interesting game itself. SMU with a comeback at the end, but I was shocked that SMU didn't win that game.
Yeah, I was shocked. But you got to understand, Clemson jumped out early. It was 24-7. That's kind of a hole to dig yourself out of.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I thought SMU shouldn't have been in that situation from the get-go. To me, Clemson wasn't that good this year. But then if you're a betting man, I told everybody to take Clemson because the way Dabo Sweeney was speaking.
Right.
He was like, hey, don't be surprised if you see a 9-3 team into the playoffs and making all those different type of comments. So his confidence and everything led me to believe that this team was going to be prepared to go out there and come out victorious and stir some things up in college football playoffs for the first time. So,
right.
You know, SMU, they did what all they could do. And I'm glad that they did bump out. I'm glad that it happened the way it happened, because
right.
Alabama should not have been in the playoffs. That's point blank period. They should be exactly where they are. And the fact that they was even considered is a travesty.
Yeah. And it's funny too, because we could go back to the BCS days when like the number three team in the country. I remember that one year, years ago.
Well, Auburn.
Yes, the Auburn
yes.
team that was undefeated,
Auburn
third
was
in the country.
14-0.
Right.
Yes.
Like Ronnie Brown, Cadillac
Jason
Williams,
Campbell.
Jason Campbell. Right. They had such
yes.
a good team, and they were the team out. And it was like, wow, if we go to four teams, then the fifth and sixth team are going to be pissed off. If we go to 10, 11, and 12, we'll be pissed off. Well,
yes.
we got to 12, and Miami ended up being 13. Like, it's just, it's so ironic that that happened the way it did. But I will tell you, it did feel good. And I was rooting for SMU. I like Rhett Lashley a lot. I really wanted
yes.
to see. And I still want them to do well against Penn State. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. But man, oh man, SMU losing and knocking out Alabama, it did feel good at the
yeah.
end of the day for that to happen, because I feel like this is going to happen every year until the SEC and the Big Ten are the big boys on the block. They're always going to be the big boys on the block unless something happens or some other rule gets instituted or whatever the case may be. And until one of these other teams, until the ACC could pull three really good teams like Clemson, SMU, and Miami, this is going to end up happening, where the benefit of the doubt is going to go to the Alabama, the Georgia, the Ohio State, the Texas, whatever it is, just because how big the school is in the conference. It was nice to see the ACC get two teams out of 12, and it was really nice to see Alabama get knocked out. Oh, that felt nice.
Yeah, it felt good, man. And that's I don't know what they're going to be able to do when it comes to, because, you know, looking at, you have five Power Five school conferences.
Right.
So to say only four get a bye week, and then you have to have five, the fifth one is at large and they don't get a bye week. It's kind of weird in that situation. So I feel like going forward, there's always going to be one team that's going to be left out
right.
that probably should have got in and deserve it. But SMU losing, I already knew that they were going to stay in. So that's the good thing. I knew that they was going to stay in. Well, it would have been bad if they didn't.
Horrible.
But based on what the committee said about pretty much the teams that's in there are the ones that's going to be in there unless
right.
Clemson wins and then they'll jump in and boot somebody out, then I already knew that was going to be the scenario.
Yep.
The committee actually got saved.
They did. You're right.
Yeah, they got saved because if SMU would have won – And Alabama would have stayed in, it still would have been a whole thing, you know, about Alabama being in the playoffs, because Alabama probably would have had a good chance of making a run.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, listen, the Alabamas of the world, the Georgias of the world, teams like that, if they get put into a tournament like this and they're
mm-hmm.
playing Indiana and they're playing Penn State and they're playing, you know, Tech, whatever the case may be, they got a good chance every single week. You know
yep.
there's good players on those teams. They know they could get hot at the right time. That Georgia, the Georgia Texas. I mean, like some of these games have just been phenomenal. Georgia and Georgia Tech a couple weeks back was one of the best games of the whole season, and that should have been a knock for Miami, not a knock for Miami, something good for Miami. But then all of a sudden, you see Georgia lost. Georgia is about as beat up as I've ever seen a team heading into something like this. I've
Yeah,
just never seen
they
that.
don't have Carson Beck. I don't is Carson. Well, we
I
don't
don't know
know
if he's
it.
going to play. He's
Yeah,
beat
they
up.
haven't made any announcements
Right.
about what it is that's actually going on with them. So, I hope he's able to play because you want to get the full Georgia, squad. You don't want to just get
Right.
a half squad. So, we're gonna see. I guess the next couple weeks. Well, this stuff is coming up fast now.
Really fast,
Yeah,
right?
bowl week starts December 14th. So, we gotta get on the we gotta see what's going on.
Right. It's gonna be very interesting to see how this whole playoff kind of format kind of goes and how it plays out. Let's talk about some of those games, and then we're gonna get you out of here. Clemson, Texas, the first game. Clemson wins the ACC, and their present is the former number one team in the country, basically, or number two team in the country, Texas. That should be a pretty good game. Although at this point, I can't count Clemson out of anything the way they played against SMU.
Yeah, I actually think I will take Clemson in that game. I will take Clemson in that game. For some reason, I don't think Texas is going to show
Right.
up. I think Texas is going to. They're gonna. It's gonna be a good game, but for some reason, I just feel like Clemson is gonna. I feel like the ACC is really gonna show up in the college football playoffs this year.
Right,
And
right.
the crazy thing, what I looked at, SMU and Clemson have an opportunity to play each other in the national
I
championship.
know they do.
They
Right. The way it
have a
works
chance.
out. Right.
So, I hope I do believe Clemson is gonna beat Texas.
Yeah, it should that game should be really fun to watch, but it should be I really think that Clemson is gonna have Texas's number in this game. I don't know why. Texas was really good all year long, but it just seems like somehow, some way, Clemson will win this game. The winner of that gets Arizona State, by the way, in
Well,
round
yeah,
two, if
and
that happens.
that's gonna be another win for whoever goes to Arizona State.
Right, I agree. I think Clemson or Texas, whoever wins that game, is going to beat Arizona State at in the Peach Bowl, I think it is
Yeah,
at
and the
that point.
people.
Right. All right, next game on the docket, Tennessee and Ohio State. This is like the 8-9 matchup, whatever you say. I think this one's going to be a good one also. This,
That's gonna be a shootout.
yes, so I think so. And Tennessee's got a good defense, yet I still think this is going to be a shootout. You're right.
Yeah, that's going to be a shootout, but I like Ohio State to come through in that one. I don't think Tennessee is an Oregon, but they play like Oregon, but I don't
Right.
think they're an Oregon. So I think Ohio State defense is good enough to slow them down a bit, but I think Ohio State offense is potent enough with Jeremiah Smith, number two,
Right.
the running backs that they have, I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah, I think so too. The winner of that one, by the way, does get Oregon in the second round in the
See,
Rose Bowl. So you could see Ohio State, Oregon, or Tennessee, Oregon in the second round.
it's going to be Ohio State Oregon
Woo-hoo!
rematch.
Ohio State, Oregon, that'll be a great, great game in that second round there. Other side of the bracket, here we go. SMU, Penn State. This I feel like this is going to be another good game, but I like SMU for some reason. Maybe it's my ACC bias. I don't
So,
know.
are they playing in Penn State?
It's in Penn State.
Woo,
Tough one. Yeah, it's a
that's gonna
tough
be
one.
tough. That's gonna be
Yeah,
tough, but.
so Penn State's hosting, Ohio State's hosting, and Texas is hosting so far in that
Yeah.
first round. Yeah.
I want to say SMU in a tough one. I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game.
Me either.
I think it's going to be one of those dog fights and SMU pulls it out late.
It's going to be, you know what? This is a great test for Penn State because everyone doubts Penn State always because they
Yeah.
play against the Michigans and the Ohio States and all these good, and now the Oregons and the Big Ten. Like the Big Ten is stacked,
Yeah.
especially at the top. Indiana, like there's some really good teams in the Big Ten. This is a big test. If Penn State doesn't win this, it's going to be one of those situations where, yep, told you, Penn State, a little bit of a
Yeah.
fraud. They played some good games during the year, but they're a fraud, and SMU looking for a little revenge after that Clemson loss because they almost were out. Like they could have been one of those teams that got screwed at the end, and they didn't. Winner of that one in the Fiesta Bowl gets Boise State. I don't care who wins out of SMU Penn State, but whoever plays Boise State, I like the over in that. I think it's going to be a high scoring
Yeah.
game in that
Yeah,
second round.
and I
Yeah.
think as long as you stop Ashton Gentry, you're gonna be fine.
Right. Yeah. That's
If
that.
he's gonna play, it's the playoff game.
I
So,
think he'll play in the playoffs.
yeah, in the playoffs he's gonna play.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get all the top guys to play that we're talking about now. It's everyone outside of this. That's why it's such a weird situation unless you're right, which I really want to look into now, if something is in those NIL deals about you got to finish out the
Incentives.
season, you got to play in the playoff game or the bowl game, that's interesting because if that's in there, that's a smart move by the NIL to do that also.
That's the only way to keep the guys from not, leaving early and everything, because to see when Shador and Cam Ward made that decision to stay and to see them do that, I was like, kind of, I'm like, wait, it's a reason why they're staying.
Exactly. There's a reason why Dion came out and said Shador is playing, and I think he even said Travis Hunter's playing too. We'll see at that point.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
If I'm Travis Hunter, I'm not playing that game. If my dad is the coach and he tells me I got to play, that's a different story, but Travis Hunter probably going to be the number one pick in the draft outside of one of these quarterbacks. I think I would, as a businessman, I think I'd probably sit out that game. Last game in the first round, Indiana, Notre Dame. Of course, Notre Dame gets in. They have to be, outside of the fact that most of the country doesn't like the University of Miami because of the swag and everything, Notre Dame's got to be that second team that just everyone in the country, either you love Notre Dame or you hate Notre Dame. It's one
Because
of
they
those.
won't join a conference. So it's like they won't join a conference. They sit out there by themselves. And it's like they're always in a position to where no matter what they do, they're always protected. They're going to be, you lose two games, they still would have been in the playoffs. They'd have just been an at-large team or something like that. So it's like Notre Dame, I do, under, yeah, they do schedule some, pretty tough opponents, good opponents. But still, Notre Dame, I feel like they need to choose a conference, join the conference, and then go through the gauntlet like everybody else.
It's only fair, I think, at this point. If you're going to end up, if you want to be in the playoff, join a conference. That's the that's what all the other teams should gather up and say and gang up on Notre Dame and say, listen, we know you have a good team every year. You get great recruiting classes, transfer portal, the whole deal. If you want to be in our 12-team playoff, join a conference, suck it up, and let's go. I don't care if it's the ACC, join the ACC, whatever it is, join, suck it up, and get in there. But Indiana, Notre Dame, this is going to be fun for one reason only in my mind. South Bend and Bloomington are not too far away from each other. This is a home game for both teams. I don't care which campus you play it on. This is a home game for both teams. This is going to be fun. And Indiana, we just talked about Penn State having a lot to prove. Indiana's got a ton to prove because if they lose this one, again, fluky season by Indiana, no big deal. They'll never be back here again. But if they can somehow win, they get Georgia in the next round also. This will be a fun one.
That's gonna be, I think it's gonna be Notre Dame that pulls it out. I do root for Indiana because the quarterback Roque, or however you say his last name, his brother is a phenomenal quarterback up in the Canadian Football League, and he also had the opportunity to come back. He's a Canadian, and he came down to the States, and he was signed on to the Giants, I think the Jaguars, and he was there pretty much all this year, and then he just signed back up halfway through the year with the CFL. So he's a good quarterback, and his brother is also following his footsteps. So he's somebody, and his brother was up for the Heisman for one point at
That's
one
right.
point. So it's good to see.
Well, so that's the first round. We'll talk about the second round after kind of the first round happens in a couple of weeks. You're right. It all starts looking at the dates here of the games.
December 14th. Well, that's
Yes.
regular
Oh, the regular bowl
bowl
games,
game.
but the playoff games start on the 20th. So you're the
The 20th,
20th.
yeah.
You're going to get Indiana Notre Dame on the 20th. That's a night game. And then, oh man, if this is, oh yeah, this is the way I'm reading it. On the 21st, noon game, SMU Penn State. 4 p.m. Clemson, Texas, 8 p.m. Tennessee, Ohio State. All that screams to me is my wife better understand that day from noon to about midnight. There's going to be a big ass sitting on that couch, and that's going to be my big
Hey
ass sitting on that couch. That's what it's going to be.
man, I'll be at work on the 21st, but I hope we don't get any calls. I hope the territory decides to, shut it
Calm
down for a
down that
few,
day. Right.
and we'll be there to watch it.
All right, calm down that day. So we'll get into all the second round stuff after we get there at that point. I wanted to ask you this one last thing, totally off the cuff when you just said CFL. How was your time in the CFL? I know we've talked about this before. I know when we did the first interview together, when I called you, what was a smoke eater on that phone, first interview ever. But how was life in the CFL? Well, after this, I'll let you go, but I'm interested.
No, CFL was amazing. It's a different game. It's football, but it's different. It's a lot more small, different rules and different things that you can do to get advantages, especially when it comes to special teams. So it makes the game more interesting. Like you You always have to have a return on punt returns. You can get
Right.
extra points by a missed field goal. If it goes out the back of the end zone, you get extra points. So you can win a game being tied up 30-30 and you miss the field goal. As long as it go out the back, you're good. So
Wow.
it's different rules. It's a bigger field. It's full of throwing. It's full of excitement. And the fans, they're there at all games. All the games are always sold out. It doesn't matter if it's negative 40 degrees. You'll see those people in the stands. The fans aren't crazy like they are down here, but it's rowdy enough to where it feels like you're in a college atmosphere. And the stadiums are beautiful. It's the cities are wonderful. The
Right.
people are wonderful. The CFL was an amazing experience, and I enjoyed my 7 years up there. It was everything that I expected.
That's awesome. That's a great.
Yeah.
I like that story just because you hear about the CFL, but you don't hear a lot of stories that come out of there. But I like your story about everything up there. And listen, you threw a little nugget on me about the Indiana quarterback and all that. So I'll take that at this point also. All right, Ja'Cory, that's going to do it for us this week. It stinks that we're not talking about the Canes in a playoff game at this point. That just stinks. It's, you know what it stinks, honestly, that Florida State, Miami, no one's represented in this. And you know, three of the best college programs of all time sitting here in the state, and neither and none of the three are in it, and that just stinks. I don't want to see one of the I want to see one of the random teams win this whole thing just to throw a whole, you know, a wrench in everyone's plans. I don't want to see Georgia or one of these other teams win. Give me a weird Boise State national championship or something like that. I think that would be nice. I would take that at that point. That's it.
That'll be fun.
All right.
It'll be weird. I don't know if they want it for the viewership, but
No, they don't want it for the viewership, right? They don't
yeah,
want. Listen,
not
let me
enough
tell you.
people in Idaho to watch that game.
Right, and let me tell you, as much as and the Capital One Orange Bowl, by the way, is home for one of the semifinal games, and it would be the winner of that Boise State second round game versus the winner of that Georgia second round game. As much as Eric Palms and those great people at the Orange Bowl don't care who's going to be in their game, they'd love to somehow see like a Penn State and a Georgia or Notre Dame in that game here down here in Miami for that semifinal. All right, we'll
Yeah.
talk more about all that coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Ja'Cory, always my pleasure having you on your own show here in Crantz's Corner. Say goodbye to the people, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Have a good one, man.
All right, that's going to do it here for Crantz's Corner presents the Ja'Cory Harris Show. For Ja'Cory, I'm Zach Crantz. Thanks for watching and subscribing and supporting and all that stuff. We'll talk to you again next week. We'll talk some more college football next week here on Crantz's Corner.